Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. I am one of your co-hosts, Nick Qualia, here with Marvin Zahn and Mike Molino. We got the Patriots mini camp starting up, and honestly, storyline wise, it's more of the same with the quarterback position, but that's starting to heat up a little bit more than I think some people anticipated. And we've got some Stephon Gilmore talk, because Gilmore, although he is also rehabbing an injury, I feel like some people have to remember that Gilmore is not participating at mandatory mini camp, and as we know, he is looking for a new contract. He's looking for new money. So, guys, what's up?
Are we surprised? Are we shocked? Are we surprised
about what?
Or shocked?
About Gilmore?
About Gilmore, yeah. Are we surprised or we shocked?
No. Like, no, I'm not shocked about that at all. No, you go.
Just look at Gilmore's peers. And he's seeing them make a lot of money, and he's sitting there, making $7 million this year. Of course, he's gonna want to get paid. He's helped win a championship on this team, and the thing is, he doesn't want to leave. From all reports, it sounds like he wants to stay as a Patriot. So hopefully, this doesn't drag out too long, and this is just gonna be something that gets brushed under the rug. But no, I don't think, like Mike asked, I don't think anyone here is surprised about Gilmore not showing up to minicamp.
Well, so here's my thing. The Patriots, for the past 20 years, Bill Belichick, he always tends to get rid of these guys in these types of situations. Or he'll just let them hold out. And I wouldn't be shocked if that's what happens. But again, going back to what I said in the intro about the quad, I think this is going to have to play into it. Because I heard Tommy Curran say this too. Why would the Patriots just dole out more money for a guy who you haven't seen on the field yet since his quadriceps injury? That's a legit big injury. Why would you just shell out the money to get this guy before you even see him running on the field?
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. I mean, the fact that it's one thing if he came off a great season and was demanding money, or you know, wanting to hold out coming off a great season injury free. But I think the fact that, you know, he's coming off a season where he missed some time and then he suffered a pretty legitimate injury, it has, you know, the other side, you know, the Patriots side hesitant on wanting to possibly commit long term or give him a new contract. Like, his injury wasn't anything small. It was a season ending injury. Which he needs to take time to recover from. And on the other side of that as well, you know, he's not on the younger side when we're talking about cornerbacks. You know, he's 30 plus years old.
He's going to be 31 next season.
He's going to be 31, so he's not on the younger side. And obviously, you know, in football years, when you're talking about plus 30 plus, now you're talking about a guy who's getting old. Obviously, Tom Brady's kind of rewritten the rules with that, but still, in football terms, once you pass 30, you're kind of looked at as okay. You're on the downslide. Like you're not going to get any better from there. So that's the situation when it comes to Gilmore. I mean, the Patriots have to assess that situation clearly. Do they want to, you know, commit to this guy long term and pay him more money when he's coming off a major injury and he's getting older? He's not getting any younger. You know, his best days could quite possibly be behind him. So as the New England Patriots is Bill Belichick. What do you want to do when it comes to Stephon Gilmore?
Yeah, and the thing with Stephon Gilmore, I mean, thing with the Patriots dealing with Stephon Gilmore, if you want this defense to be elite, and we all believe that this defense is going to be elite, Gilmore has to be the piece in the puzzle of that, a big piece in the puzzle. He, although, yes, he's turning, he's going to be 31 next season, he's still one of the better cornerbacks in this league. Even last year watching him, yeah, he wasn't the defensive player of the year, but you saw him say, okay, you could still use him on the best receiver on another team, and quarterbacks still have to double think about throwing it to Stephon Gilmore. Gilmore gets into practice and he can show that he's healthy. I think the Patriots should reconsider giving him a lengthier deal to solidify that cornerback position. Look, I like Jalen Mills, and he's probably getting a lot of run right now in these mini camps.
He's the next guy up.
And he doesn't boast my confidence in this secondary if you have Jalen Mills and JC Jackson. You tell me Jalen Mills is your third corner. Now I'm really liking what we're seeing on this defense.
Look, Gilmore, I get concerned with situations like this because you never know what Bill Belichick's going to do. You like the guy, he could trade him tomorrow, but that's a question that I have right there. We just saw Julio Jones could go for a second round pick. Gilmore is going to be 31 at the start of next season. Jones, I think, is more of a hot commodity in that sense. Even if you were to trade him right now, I don't even think you would get too much back for him. So it's coming to the point where it's like, okay, you should just get this guy back out onto the field. And it sounds like Devin McCourty said today that, or he sounds like he's confident that Gilmore's going to be out there. He said, the quiet assassin is doing what he needs to do to get back out there and playing good football. So to me, that sounds like this is more of, we know he wants more money, but it sounds like this is maybe not more of, but a big chunk of this is, are we overthinking this contract situation a little bit more than we should? And is this going to turn into a legit holdout? A legit holdout?
I feel like the fact that, you know, Marv said this earlier, from all accounts, Stephon Gilmore wants to be in New England. Like, he seems like he's happy here. You know, he's got a championship under his belt. He became a defensive player of the year here. From all accounts, he's happy in New England. Yeah, I think, I don't care what player you are or where, what team you play for. If you could obviously be in a position to get more money, you definitely want to do that. But I think the fact that he's here plays a huge part in it. Now, will he, in a sense, come to his senses and say, okay, I understand contract may not get a new contract may not get done, whatnot, and I'll just be happy to play in New England? That could be the case because, again, he likes being in New England. At the same time, I don't think we're about to see a situation where he holds out and now we're talking about something that carries into the regular season and he's missing games. I don't see that happen. I don't see that from Stephon Gilmore. I see him obviously making a point in holding out with his team trying to renegotiate a contract. But at the end of the day, when it comes to week one for the New England Patriots, I expect him to be out there with or without a new contract being renegotiated.
Both sides need each other. In this situation, both sides need each other. And I'm pretty confident if McCourty's coming out and saying those comments, you know that, you know, it's not bad blood. There doesn't seem to be bad blood on both sides of the ball, and hope something will work out soon.
No, and you know Bill loves Stephon Gilmore. I mean, how could you not? This guy is just reading the accomplishments that he's had while being a Patriot, two-time first-team All-Pro, Defensive Player of the Year, 13 interceptions, Super Bowl champion. I mean, the guy is still one of the best in the league. He's by no means is he close to washed up, but you never know, and that's something that Bill Belichick's been good at his entire career, is moving on from these guys the year before they really start to slow down. And that's the thing, that's the NFL. My video just go. My video is out. Can you guys still hear me?
We can hear you. You're frozen.
You're here.
No, my video.
Can still hear you.
My camera just went out. But what I was saying was Stephon Gilmore. I forget what I was saying. What was I saying?
You're talking about Stephon Gilmore.
And yeah, I know that. It's a big topic.
I don't know where your point was going, though.
You're back.
I'm back, but that doesn't mean I remember what I was saying. I do remember what I was saying. Stephon Gilmore, the thing is with the NFL, your career can all of a sudden just start slowing down rapidly. And that's what the Patriots need to be aware of. Like, he's going to be 31 next season, and he's coming back from a torn quad. This is another thing that Tommy Curran said. Maybe if they can come to terms on a year raise, a year extended, and then don't let them make it in the contract so the Patriots can't franchise tag him next season, maybe that's something that would be a solid option for both sides. Because, again, Gilmore's coming back from that quad. He's got to prove that he's still fine even with this quad injury. And you give him that year, you give him that raise, and then if he does prove it, go look. Either come back to the Patriots with a longer-term deal, more money, or go elsewhere. I think that's a pretty solid option for both sides.
Yeah, and you know the Patriots are slick. They're real slick with their contracts when it comes to adding incentives and all these things. So Bill Belichick could easily go to Gilmore and be like, hey, you want all this money, right? No problem. We'll give it to you. You just got to be a pro bowler, all pro defense, you know, 8 interceptions, 30 pass blocks. There's going to be all these little incentives in there. Like, then you could get all your money. And, oh, we're probably going to rest you week 16 because we got to prepare for the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, what were you going to say?
I just agree with Marv. It wouldn't surprise me if we hear a real incentive, you know, of a contract full of incentives or whatnot. Just agreeing with Marv.
They did it to Brady. Brady said, yeah, cool, I'm out of here. That gave Brady the worst roster and said, yeah, you don't make all of these incentives, you're not making this money.
But that's what I mean. Maybe the Patriots do work on that. Maybe like a wild deal like that for one season, figure it out. And if your quad's good, you should be able to take care of that. You should be able to get those incentives taken care of. But guys, before we slide over to Mac Jones and Cam Newton, we're going to talk about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season, it's in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Listen, do you want to bet the Red Sox right now? I don't know. That pitching over the past week, maybe, I don't know. Pitching has not been great over the last week. I don't know if there's any suspicion behind that. Who knows? Get all the latest news, odds, and information for all of your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC, MMA action. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and take advantage of the 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code CLNS50 to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partners at BetOnline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use the promo code CLNS50 for your sign-up bonus. Hashtag BetOnline. And listen, you want to bet the Red Sox? Go for it. I'm just a little concerned. I'm not saying there's anything fishy going on here. To be honest, I don't think there's anything fishy going on with the pitching staff. But you know, the pitching staff has not looked great over the past week. So, guys, listen, if you're looking to bet on the Red Sox, just be cautious right now. That's all I'm saying. Be a little cautious. All right. The quarterback situation. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. So, as we know, Patriots drafted Mac Jones in the first round, which, according to Cam Newton agrees with that draft pick. He said he was the best available. Do you know where I wrote down the quote, but I forget where I put it. But Cam Newton agreed with the draft pick, so he says. So, you know, maybe no hard feelings, but it does create the competition, obviously. And Mac Jones, allegedly, according to all these reports, is looking damn good. Two interceptions today, but he got more of the workload. This is from Jeff Howe. Quote, this is from a tweet from Jeff Howe. Mac Jones was the best quarterback on the field for the second day in a row, completing 17 of 25 in competitive team drills. But two late interceptions will sting. First was underthrown on a keen crosser, and Hightower made a great play. Second, jailbreak rush, ball batted and intercepted by Kyle Van Noy, who I don't know why, I just keep forgetting is on this team. Kyle Van Noy's back, even after he talked smack last season, after he was gone from the Patriots roster. But guys, I'm starting to feel like there it might be a real possibility that Mac Jones could win the job.
Maybe
week one.
No. Did you not hear everything Belichick had to say about Cam Newton?
I know he's tongue bathing him.
He gave Cam Newton all the praise. look, don't get it twisted. There's a reason why Mac Jones went where he went. He was going in the first round. There's a reason why Mac Jones was a highly coveted quarterback. Like he's good. He's young, and he's pretty solid. The Patriots, no Belichick, they're locked in on the fact that Cam Newton is back. Cam Newton has another year under his belt. Cam Newton understands the system even better than he did a year ago. And they understand the fact that with Cam Newton, they, in a sense, have a dual-threat quarterback, something that they've never had before. Is Cam Newton the best thrower on the team? Probably not. He probably is.
Certainly not.
He's probably not the most accurate passer on in terms of what quarterbacks that the Patriots have on the roster, but the fact that he can somewhat complete passes, and then he can, if need be, tuck yards. The Patriots love that. Now, can Stidham do that? Can Mac Jones do that? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but no, none of them can make the moves and pick up yards like Cam Newton can. And I feel as if, you know, the Patriots love that. They love that aspect of having Cam Newton. And, you know, I think they're going to rock with him. No matter what you're seeing in minicamp, no matter what you're seeing in training camp, whatever the case is, they're going to rock with Cam Newton.
But listen, I'm genuinely concerned that even if Mac Jones blows Cam out of the water, if it's like this kid is ready to play and Cam – and, you know, we overreact all the time on social media, guys. You're seeing these videos coming out of Cam Newton. I sent you guys the link of Cam Newton just missing wide open targets during practice. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's – that doesn't paint the whole picture, right? Marv, what do you think?
Look, Cam is the starter for week one. And as of last week – That was going to be solidified. What Mac Jones has shown in practice is, hey, coming into August, late July, August, when the real training camp starts, there's going to be a competition. There's actually going to be a QB competition.
It's real now.
It's real. Obviously, Cam has the upper hand, and Cam should win it out. But now, if Cam does fall flat, Mac Jones will win this job. That's what it's come down to. Before, if Cam falls flat, we're not going to put this rookie there because he's a rookie. He might not be able to handle it. From everything we're hearing, they are impressed how Mac Jones has been able to handle calls, the huddle. He's been able to read defenses. He gets the ball out quickly and decisive. I can't even speak. But Mac and Cheese has been balling during these mini camps. And Cam Newton now has to go into camp like, I got to give up my best. Prior to when he had Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham, it didn't really matter what Cam Newton did. They brought that dude in late July and said, yeah, he's our guy. Now, Mac and Cheese is over there saying, look, I'm gonna push Cam. And it's great for me. I love it. I love to see that Mac Jones is out here doing his thing, making quick reads. And that's going to have to push Cam to be better.
You know what I'm worried about, and this is probably an irrational fear, but I'm concerned about this spin. I think Mac Jones is as advertised, at least from these reports, right? But last year, we were sold a bill of goods on Stidham. We were sold, hey, this kid, guys, Jarrett Stidham, yeah. He might have something. You're hearing these random ass people say, oh, Stidham looks great. Oh, and all of a sudden, as soon as Cam Newton shows up, Jarrett Stidham didn't exist.
Yeah.
There was no QB competition last year.
Jared Stidham still doesn't exist. Where is that?
Well,
we don't see him at all.
Well, and I mean, we're going to keep going back to what happened last year in Kansas City. He didn't even get a sniff. Like if he was going to get his opportunity, it should have been against Kansas City. But I think we know at this point that Jared Stidham is just not the guy. I think we understand that, and I think everybody understands that. But Scott Zolak on 98.5, he brought up that he says that Cam's mechanics haven't changed. And I'm sorry if I'm not quoting him here, but this is what he said, I believe. Again, not quoting him. Says Cam's mechanics haven't changed. He brought up Brian Hoyer and how people assume that Stidham was the odd man out. But could it be Cam? Could Cam be the odd man out? Do you guys think that there's a possibility that Cam Newton could not make this roster? I'm not saying Zoe said this, but that's my question.
No. Cam solidified. After Mike,
you think Cam's 100% on this roster?
Yeah. After everything that Belichick has said, Cam is solidified on this team. And look, if you were thinking Cam Newton, age what, 32, 33, was going to change his mechanics, what are you thinking? This guy's been in the league for 11 years. There was no way in hell his mechanics were ever going to change. What you wanted him to do is to be able to understand the playbook, make quicker reads, be a little more accurate. But his mechanics, I'm sorry, those were never going to change.
Yeah. Just think back to all the times last year when Cam just would not throw the football. You saw everybody. You just saw the world closing in on him. He just would not throw the football.
But I think they're more prepared for that this year. Like when you look at everything Belichick had to say, I think the coaching staff, Belichick, McDaniels, and Cam, they're more prepared on how to be somewhat of a better offense this upcoming season.
Well, obviously, look at the weapons that he has around him compared to last year.
They put better weapons around him. Obviously, like Marv said, his mechanics and whatnot, they're not changing, but you feel as if, you know, he'll be able to make better reads with being able to comprehend the playbook much better than he did last season. And then on top of that, like I said before, the fact that they can pull out these read options for Cam whenever they please, they love that. Can they do that for Mac Jones? Can they do that for Stidham if he got a chance? Maybe, possibly, but it would not be on the same level of Cam Newton being able to tuck the ball and make a move.
But do they love that? Because even when he was running last year, it wasn't wicked fun to watch. They won 20 years without that.
Yeah, but
Cam's won us some games.
The league is shifting, and the Patriots,
except against Seattle.
The Patriots understand that the league is shifting. Obviously, yeah, that Seattle game, it didn't work out. But other than that, I think
certainly not.
I think McDaniels and Belichick love the fact that they have a quarterback who can do that. You know, obviously Brady wasn't able to do that all those years, but you didn't need Brady to do that because he was surgical with his arm in the pocket. Is Cam Newton surgical with his arm in the pocket? No. But he can definitely make moves down the field and pick up 4 or 5 yards if need be. And I genuinely think Belichick and McDaniels love that from Cam Newton. Obviously, he doesn't have the surgical arm at quarterback in the pocket, but he can still provide a little bit with his arm. But with his legs and tucking the ball, he can certainly he's still somewhat of a dual threat quarterback.
I just think that in the end, no matter what, you know, I phrased this whole question like I thought there was a chance that Mac Jones gets to start week one. I don't think there's a remote possibility that Mac Jones gets to start week one unless he looks incredible in camp. Like if there's no doubt, no question, but even so, even if that's the case, I still have a tough time believing that Bill Belichick is going to start Mac Jones over Cam Newton. Cause Cam. Also, and we know this, Bill loves Cam. Bill loves him.
Cam would have to get hurt. That's the only way.
You guys don't think Bill didn't like Drew Bledsoe?
Well, I think, you know,
he liked Drew. He loved Drew. It doesn't care about what Bill Belichick does not care about who he likes, and he thinks someone's a good guy. If he sees that Mac Jones is going to be a better quarterback than Cam Newton for week one, he's going to make that change. Now, I agree with you. I don't think that's going to happen. But where I disagree with you, Nick, is if Mac Jones does light it up in training camp and he looks incredible, Cam's not going to start.
I just don't see that happening. I think he loves Cam, and I think he's going to give Cam his shot, and especially week one against Miami, right? Against Miami? I mean, that's not like it's not a massive game. Toss him in there and see how he does.
The only way Cam Newton doesn't start the season for the New England Patriots is if he gets hurt and is unable to play. Other than that, if Cam Newton's healthy, I don't care what you see in training camp. If Cam Newton's healthy, he's going to start the season as the quarterback for the New England Patriots.
By the way, I don't think, going back to Drew Bledsoe, I don't think that Bill was going to rock with Drew Bledsoe for the long term anyway. I think he was getting his ass out the door eventually because he wanted nothing to do with that contract.
Belichick wasn't there when Drew Bledsoe signed that contract.
That's Parcells' guy. That was Parcells' guy. But anyway, regardless, I would love to see a legit competition. Like, I want to be excited about a QB competition in August, and it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun as hell to watch. I just don't think that there's a true comp in the sense where Mac has an actual chance to be the starter week one.
No, but I mean, he's going to be number two on the depth chart. That's without a question. I don't think Stidham.
You don't think Brian Hoyer can climb the ladder?
I don't know. Even know if Brian Hoyer is still considered a quarterback on the roster.
I haven't even seen a picture of Brian Hoyer this year.
He's a quarterback coach, assistant coach. I don't know if he's a quarterback on the roster.
He straight up evaporated after that Chiefs game last year,
as he should have.
He sure found a way to come back though. If there was one thing I could have thought was a guarantee, was Hoyer was not going to be on the Patriots roster next year. But somehow, some way, he found himself another contract. I want to know how much he's made in the NFL.
He's a quarterback coach.
He is. He's not getting
paid like one.
But are they carrying four quarterbacks? One of these guys is probably going to get cut.
One of them will get cut. And
you got to think it's Stidham or Hoyer, but
it's Stidham or Hoyer. And I think the smartest option would just shift Hoyer to officially a coach. I think that would be a smart option. Will they do that? Who knows? I don't know. But shifting Hoyer to just becoming a quarterback coach, assistant quarterback coach, whatever's there, that'd be the best. Because clearly they love the man. They love him being around. So just make him a coach. What is he there for right now? He's not there battling for a starting spot.
If you want to make him a coach.
Just make him a coach. Like simple yep. Fix to the situation.
One of these guys is getting cut. I'm just interested to see who it's going to be. You got to assume that it's going to be Stidham.
I never seen an NFL team carry four quarterbacks into the regular season unless it was in Madden.
Yeah, that's
Oh, do you guys see the two goats Madden cover?
Yeah, that's I don't know what they're doing with that, but it's gonna be interesting.
Who do you think it's gonna be? It can't be
Brady and Gronk. Like I don't know.
Well, Brady won the Super Bowl. Brady is a Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP. Was he Super MVP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so possibly Brady again. You can't have a goat, allude to a goat, and not be Tom Brady in some capacity.
I think it's
Unless
Brady
they
and
just
Gronk.
Leave it as the goats.
So we saying they're trying to say what Brady and Goat is the goats. Brady and Gronk are the goats at quarterback and tight end.
I guess that is what they would be saying, unless they just leave the two goats on the front cover.
That'd be a stupid Madden cover. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That would be electric.
What would be a stupid Madden cover? Just two goats.
Two goats on the cover. Madden NFL 2022, two goats just in a barn eating some hay.
I mean, in the past they've done some the Hall new game of Famers as covers.
Maybe Joe and Tom?
Jerry Rice.
Is this like a special edition?
If you're gonna allude to a goat on the cover, one it has to be Tom Brady in some capacity. I don't care who the other person is. But obviously Tom Brady gotta be on the cover if you're gonna talk about goats. Madden's not stupid. They called in 2000 and what is it, 18, 17, when they came out with Brady on the cover, they called it the GOAT edition.
They sure did.
Yeah, but this, I hope they just leave the two GOATs.
That'd look stupid. I don't know.
What if it's like, what if it's like two rookies?
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and they're trying to project them to be GOATs.
Trevor Lawrence and
it's for their new single player mode.
Yeah, maybe it's a new game mode. Maybe you can farm.
You know, or you know how in 2K11 you can do Michael Jordan's greatest games and like.
Oh my goodness! If they did that for Brady,
you got to do that for Brady, and like you got to be down by 10 against Baltimore Ravens, or you got to be 28-3. You got
crazy.
That'll be a good one. Pay me, Madden. Pay me.
If they did a mode where you have to be 28-3 to the Falcons, you have to come back and win.
That would be so hard.
That'd be hard. I don't know.
I suck at Madden anyway.
You got to play that in rookie mode to do that.
Yeah, even rookie. Yeah, well, yeah, rookie mode. You can probably get it done before the fourth quarter.
Dude, there's no game that makes me want to just run my head through a wall like Madden. None.
Yeah, that's the most broken console. That game has caused a lot of broken consoles. No other game has done that to me other than Madden.
Yeah, I swear. When I was younger, I was like, they hate Tom Brady because I'll have somebody wide open and like it'll be like 3rd and 13. I'll have somebody wide open down the field and Tom will just miss him by a mile. I'd be done. Whoever I'm playing online years. Would get the disconnected error message. I'd be gone.
I'm old enough to remember when Brady still had three Super Bowl wins and was still not a 90. Just like an 87 or 88. Like, damn, like give my guys some respect.
The last
it's not
Madden
until we got Randy Moss.
I have had Brady. I don't know. I don't want to win a Super Bowl or whatever with him. And then he retired. And I'm pissed because in the real world, they're talking about Brady's playing till 45. Playing till 45. Dude retired after one season with him. I'm like, yo, Brady's still playing. Why is he retiring? I was pissed. I don't think I've played Madden since.
Didn't you lower his age?
Oh yeah, I remember I googled like, yo, can you lower? I lowered his age, and then I had Brady for another couple seasons because I was pissed. I'm like, yo, Brady's not retiring in the game at the time. He's maybe like 39 or something. In real life, Brady's talking about playing a 45. I'm not losing Brady right now, so I definitely edited and lowered his age and made him born in like 87.
All right. See, that's me, Nick Qualley of Barbizon, Mike Milano. Guys, go check out our friends over at betonline.ag. And as we get deeper into the summer, we're going to have a lot more quarterback competition talk. Again, Nick Qualley of Barbizon and Mike Milano. Guys, we will talk to you next week. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening.